Hey, this is just a disclaimer from us here at The Art of Giving Up. This is a podcast made by people. People talking about their experiences, their struggles, and things that we are not qualified to give medical advice or advisement on. If you're suffering from depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, or uncertain by anything, please do not get your advice from a podcast. Reach out, seek a professional, a friend, or a family member, and know that it is okay to ask for help. If you have suicidal thoughts and live in the United States, please remember you could always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number at 1-800-273-8255. Thanks. Hello and welcome. This is The Art of Giving Up, your podcast for learning to deal with and living life with anxiety, depression, and sometimes just living in life as a person. I'm your host, Steven, and this week I'm going to talk to you a little bit about nothing. There's a lot of construction going on here in the Art of Giving Up headquarters, aka my apartment. There's lots of clanging and banging and floor shaking, and I found a moment during this week where there's as little of it as possible, and I thought I would instead leave you with a gem. Instead of recording something new, I'm actually going to, especially since the listener base has gone up quite a bit. Thank you guys. I would leave you guys with actually one of my earlier gems. Really, just to show the evolution of the program. Both my growth as a person, the actual method of me recording the actual podcast. I mean, I still smack the mic, but, you know, I think that there's been a lot of real positive changes in the podcast these last 2-3 months, and I'm really proud of it. And I'm kind of proud at all that I've started this and that I'm really, really looking forward to growing this into something real. So I'm going to leave you guys with an episode. I don't know which one yet. You know what? I have a few here. My most listened to episode is about Chester from Linkin Park. And that's because I loved me some Linkin Park, man, ever since I was a kid. And when he died, it really affected me. Most listened to episode ever. And I have a few ones, when I get like really emotional, I'm like, yeah, just another shooting, I'm gonna post something. Or when, you know, something significant happens, I do post like a little something. But I feel like I need to revisit this episode here, Passion. And pretty much, I don't remember it. And if I'm correct, I think it's really me. Well, I remember very vividly sitting there and feeling so dispassionate about this and about everything in my life. And I felt no drive. And one of the things that I've been really trying to do, and I think that Astrid said that, I don't remember now, that one of the things about people with borderline personality disorder do is that sometimes, I don't know, whatever, they don't feel like very passionate about anything. I have a really hard time feeling that passion. I feel like, I have a very difficult time really not wanting to do things, but really finding myself genuinely emotionally invested in anything. But that's changed. So I think I'm going to be doing this right here, this episode, Passion, from June 28th, 2017. Over a year ago. This has been going on for quite a while. I cannot wait till I'm famous and this has been 5 years of awesomeness. Now, that's the intro. I'm going to leave the music in and everything. And I just want you to know that you're loved. And that I don't know what I said in this episode, so I don't know how it sounds. I don't know if I said anything insensitive. I've changed in the last year. I'm a person, okay? Please do not Dan Harmon me. I don't know who at all. So yeah. Follow Art of Giving Up Podcast on Twitter, Giving Up Podcast on Instagram, and The Art of Giving Up on Facebook. But like always, peace. Man, this is gonna be a trip. Hello and welcome. This is The Art of Giving Up, your podcast for giving up bad days, bad ways, bad habits, and not wanting to get out of bed and go to work because it's too hard and life sucks. I'm your host, Steven, and I want to thank you, both new and old listeners, for joining me on this journey of self-improvement, of love, of fulfillment, of fear, of longing, of learning. Just thank you. And today, I really want to focus on something really close to me, and that's passion. I often find myself personally to be a dispassionate person, and that doesn't mean I don't care about things. It really just means that I find a hard time to just dig inside of myself and make myself care. Now, one thing about passion is that when I see it in other people, I appreciate it. I appreciate the people who can ride 100-mile bike rides and climb up the sides of mountains and travel the world without fear. I envy the people who can sit and write 3,000 pages in a day because they just really want to, or the people who don't care about how hot or how much it hurts. I can appreciate it, but no matter how much, I personally just cannot feel it. And I honestly am often afraid that I just don't have the ability to be passionate. And then it struck me that it's not that I'm completely dispassionate. It's just that I've not found anything to be passionate about. Finding your passion is key. When I was younger, I really thought I wanted to be a chef. Then, as years went by and I found a love for electronics and electronic devices, I decided I wanted to go to school for engineering. And after 4 or 5 years of going to school, I realized, damn, this is not for me. I enjoy it as a hobby, and I really wanted to be a chef, and I should have been a chef. Because, you know, I wasn't passionate about engineering. I wasn't passionate about doing that. But then I found myself in this weird place of just lingering and realizing that I was not passionate about cooking either. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't passionate about anything. And I felt so afraid. And then it really seeped into my mind that seeking our passions is important, because if we don't have anything to be passionate about, then what are we doing?
what are we doing in this life when we just sit back and just let things happen around us and we don't feel that energy? And no, I don't mean just liking things, because I like many things. I love many things. I love to read. I love to watch wrestling. Okay, I like to go outside and go for long walks. I love to take pictures, but I don't feel passionate about those things. I don't dream about them. I don't ache about them. I don't feel them in my blood, and I envy that. I envy that so much, and that I've discovered that I need something to be passionate about, because our passions are really what build us up. We need to be passionate. We need to feel that hunger, that thirst to be better. We need to feel that ache to not only improve, but we need to dream about it, wake up about it. We need to, you know, when you look at people who are successful, the Warren Buffetts, the Bill Gates, and Steve Jobs, you really think to yourself, it's because they're smart or because they were motivated. It's because they were passionate. It was because they were ridiculous. Steve Jobs apparently was a terrible student. He didn't really want to go to school, but he really was passionate about design. So he quit school. He lived in his friend's dorm and audited classes at another college just because he was passionate about calligraphy. That might seem arbitrary, but when you have passions and you can focus them, that can not only benefit you now, but that can make so much for you in the future. What do we do but live for our passions? You know, there's something so beautiful about watching someone passionate just delve into their hobby, their art. It's something so awe-inspiring, something so cathartic about just being around it, that I want it so bad. And the only thing that I'm really passionate about is talking about things I don't know about and talking, just talking. It's like the only thing I'm passionate about, you know. And I envy those people. I envy the experiences. I envy the confidence that passion brings, because when you are passionate about something and you allow it to take you in, right? When you allow that to happen, when you allow yourself to become one with your passion, you know it, you understand it, and you're confident. And that confidence and that fearlessness that comes in pursuing your passion, I just wish that I had the guts or the urge to just get up and go somewhere across the country because of my passion. And I just don't know how we go about that. I've spent a lot of time talking with you about how we set up goals and the kind of lives that we need to live. But in these things, those are all facts. Those are all things that are very true. You know, you can't succeed unless you have goals, right? Just like people think my memory is awesome, right? But you think your memory is awesome, but it doesn't matter. Write everything down. Do you know why? Because if you don't, you'll forget it. And it doesn't matter how much your awesome memory is, you got to write it down. That is a skill, right? That is a fact. But how do you become passionate about something? How do you become passionate? And you can say read, explore, live. But in reality, passions aren't found in books unless your passion is books or writing. You know, your passions aren't there. Your passions, they hit you like a ton of bricks. They smack you upside the head. They drown you. They get into your lungs. They're heavy in your heart. They tingle on your fingertips and in your skin. You become everything that is. And I said before that I wish I had the guts, and that's a lie, because I have the guts. I just don't have the passion. I don't know if there's anything for me. But what about you? What can you do to find your passion? And I honestly don't have a gosh dang clue. I really don't. The only thing that I understand is the rules for success. And even then, I've not succeeded because I guess I've not been passionate about success. And you might laugh, but I was listening to the interview with one of the Koch brothers on Freakonomics Radio, and the guy, he was like, he was talking about how passionate he is about improving the world. And he was speaking so passionately that I found myself agreeing with everything he said. And in hindsight, I don't even know if I really do agree. But how could, when somebody's just that passionate, how could you not find awe in someone who practices the guitar until their fingers bleed, who travels the country following after U2? And I think that where we all get confused, and where I've gotten confused in the past, is I really associated passion and the need for passion and having passion with work and employment and success. But it doesn't have to be that. You can be passionate about sitting on your behind. You can be passionate about seltzer water, like I am right now. You ready for this? Ah, refreshing, right? You can be passionate about a lot of things. And it doesn't really have to bring value to your life. But just having that in your life, I feel, makes you a better person. Because when you have something you're passionate about, you have something to work towards. And having something to work towards is really the key to being better. Having something to work towards really means having something of value. See, the passion doesn't have to have value to others. The passion only really has to matter to you. It doesn't need to matter for anyone else. You don't need to have passions to make everyone else love you or to have anyone else admire you. You just have to have it, because what are we without that ache? What kind of people are we without that feeling that we know that this thing is ours and we need it in our lives? What are we without that passion? What are we without it? I would love to hear about your passions. I would love to experience them. I would love for you guys to share them with me, because I don't really know what mine is. And just as much as this podcast is about helping you, this is a thing that I need help with. I really want to understand. I really want to understand what it means to be passionate. I really want to understand what it means to feel, just to feel that ache, that need, I just can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine needing something so much, having it be so much of a part of me. I can't even imagine it. And it worries me, because without our passions, what are we? I really want to thank you again, like always, for joining me. I know that this week is definitely something a little different, because I really want you to reach out to me via the email at artofgivinguppodcast on Gmail, and Twitter, and the Giving Up Podcast on that's Twitter and Facebook. And I really, really want you to reach out to me. I need to hear your passions, because I'm in search of mine. And I think that once we identify our passions, I think that once we really understand that we have something in our lives that we're reaching towards, working towards, that we're passionate about, that we become something better, something more than just us. We have more. Thank you.